He bought her first guitar, and he beat her till she learned it. And when she played a song for him, she felt as if she'd earned it. Playing in the bars with scars and guitars and cigars. And when they asked about the scar, she told them it came from a broken moonshine jar that Daddy threw across the room the day that Mama left this world too soon. The blood on the wall didn't scare her at all. She knew what she had to do. Get the kids together and then get out of town before the old man comes too. But he was nearly dead in bed from the bullet in his head. When the sheriff finally arrived, the dog was barking and the blood was dry and the flies were buzzing and the sweat was burning the sheriff's eyes. But he didn't even have to wonder why. He knew why she would do it. He could always see right through it. The bruises told her story and he always said he knew it. So he chalked it up to suicide and decided she was free. As he was thinking to himself, maybe there's a chance for me. By then she was in Birmingham, shacked up with a guy named Sam. He wasn't much better than her last old man, but he kept her kids fed and some gas in her van, and he let her play guitar in his country band. On stage one night at the Chicken Shack, she swore she would never look back. Playing an old Lynyrd Skynyrd song with a room full of drunks all singing along. She thought to herself, this is just what she was needing. But she couldn't stop thinking about her husband bleeding and her reason for leaving and the folks she was deceiving. But at least she still was breathing. She was born a barroom lady, and even though her past was shady, she could stand tall on her own, even when she was degraded. And she prayed at night with her children as she tucked them into bed, while she warded off memory of her old man's blood so red. One thing's for sure, she had found a cure for the mean things that he said. She was fairly certain she was drawing the final curtain on the one thing that kept hurting in her head. She finally reached the end of the line. She knew it was a-coming, just a matter of time. The scar blended in with the creases and the lines on her face.